And welcome in. This is the Tennessee Star Report. Go to TennesseeStar.com on the web. That's TennesseeStar.com. Go to Facebook at Tennessee Star as well. You'll find links to some of the stories that we're talking about today. And one of the lead stories at Tennessee Star today focuses on, again, this Williamson County video series. And it's not X-rated. It's just I-rated for idiot. It's the I-rated Mike Looney video series that promotes the racist idea that all white people are racist. It's white privilege. If you're not being successful and you're not white, it's not your fault. It's because of all those white people that are keeping you down. And that's the agenda that Mike Looney and the Williamson County School Board have decided needed to be taught as in-service training to teachers.
We don't know if the Williamson County
Well, they haven't fired him, have they?
Actually, well, there you go. But we don't know.
If I have an employee who goes and produces a racist video portraying my company, my community, in a negative light, if I didn't approve it, why wouldn't I have fired him?
Now, that's a very good question. We asked that in many questions, the 12 members of the Williamson County School Board. And when the phone didn't ring... We knew it was 11 of them, and the only one who responded to us basically said, not my problem. I didn't. All they said was, I started serving on the board in August 2018. Now.
And state law requires that the, quote, plan for this in-service training be provided by June. So this guy is basically saying, I didn't get on till after.
Right. Well, but the state law, and by the way, you need to go to our story. Williamson County School board members dodge questions about whether they gave the okay to white privilege training. And here's why this is important. According to state law, and we've listed the law, it's Tennessee Code annotated 49-6-3004. You can go to the Tennessee Department of Education website and see what the law actually says. I'm going to read the very first sentence of this section, Steve, for you. Quote, in-service days shall be used according to a plan recommended by the local superintendent of schools in accordance with the provisions of this section of law and other applicable statutes and adopted by the local Board of Education. That's the first part of it. Let's just focus on that. So it says adopted by the local Board of Education. Now, how is a plan adopted by the Board of Education? Do they like... to hold a vote? Do they approve it?
You would presumably do it in your school board meeting and say, yeah, this is our plan for school in service this year. We are adopting and approving this plan.
Right. Okay. And so there would be minutes of that, and there would be a record of that, a public record of that.
Now, here's where it gets dicey. And apparently, there is an argument being made by the superintendent of schools in Williamson County and others that, well, plan just means we tell you we're planning on having something. It's not the detail of what the curriculum, what we're going to teach, and those
sort of
things.
Before we get to that, let's say it's a plan schedule. You and I have talked about this. Is it a plan? What's a plan look like? Is it a schedule? Well, that's a lot less. It's just the days we're going to hold events. A plan is a little bit more involved and maybe not involved as a curriculum. But here's the thing. This requires, under the law, the school board of Williamson County had to adopt the plan, whatever it is, be it a schedule or a plan. Now, we asked them to produce, we asked every single member of the Williamson County School Board to produce evidence that they approved this plan.
As required by Tennessee law.
As required by Tennessee law. They have not produced that evidence. Therefore, at present, the white privilege in-service training being delivered since August to every teacher in Williamson County is apparently in violation of the law.
And that doesn't even get to who approved the script, who approved the budget, whose idea was this. None of that has been answered by the Williamson County superintendent or the school board. They're claiming, oh, this is information that's leaking, and it didn't leak out. We did a FOIA request. People can see these videos. Yeah. There's actually three of them, modules 1, 2, and 3, that you can watch, and they're all equally offensive. And the real question, I think, here is, what is the legislature going to do? What is the Tennessee Department of Education going to do when you've got a rogue superintendent and a rogue school board that are allowing this sort of thing to happen? with impunity, because they're arguing the semantics that a plan means, well, we just tell you we're planning on doing something. If you go into a football game and your game plan is simply the game starts at 1 o'clock on Saturday, that is not a game
not
plan.
Not a game plan.
And they're using the semantics to try and dodge
the fact that
they didn't put
this
out
there. They're not producing anything to prove it, that the school board. So I think right now, Superintendent Looney, Carol Birdsong, your public information officer, you can call us, 615-737-952. Call us right now and tell us you're going to produce the evidence that the school board has approved your white privilege in-service training plan as required by law. Because if you don't, if you can't produce that information and provide that evidence, I'm telling you right now, this is an illegal plan out in the school system that has been paid for by taxpayer dollars.
And the problem then comes into who has standing to sue the school board, maybe collectively and individually, for failing to perform their duties. What are the implications of failing to do what Tennessee law requires? And again, I think that the comptroller, the state comptroller, ought to do an audit to find out exactly what was spent, how it was spent, who allocated, was it approved properly? I mean, we're hearing all this in Washington.
Right.
That, you know, the Democrats and Republicans want to stop President Trump because they didn't allocate this money. Well, when did the school board allocate the money for a white privilege racist video? Who approved it? Who presented it? Where's the background on how they produced this video? How was it paid for? And the comptroller of the Treasury of the state of Tennessee, Justin Wilson, ought to be investigating and auditing this expenditure.
Is this an illegal white privilege training that has not been adopted by the Williamson County School Board as is required by law and implemented by a rogue superintendent who's a far-left socialist, anti-American, who is absolutely against Governor Lee's, quote, teaching of unapologetic American exceptionalism? Well, this is what we appear to be having right now.
And part of where this heads is, should the state impose a specific detailed, here's what you're allowed to teach when it comes to teacher in service, here's what you're not allowed to teach, and set some bright lines? Because I don't think the anticipation was that you would have to worry that local school systems would run this rogue. Now we know that they will, or at least they are in this particular case.
If Mike Looney, here's the deal. Let's be honest. Mike Looney thinks that he can do whatever he wants. If he has an idea, it's going to happen regardless of the law. That's a big problem.
And the school board thinks they work for him rather than that he works for them. And that allows him to do whatever he wants. It's been a pattern down in Williamson County for quite some time.
And the school board has some exposure here.
Well, and I think, again, the issue is I don't generally want the state or the federal government to come tell local agencies and departments what they should do. But when my state tax dollars are funding education in these local communities, I think we all as taxpayers have a right to say you shouldn't be teaching that America's evil, that white people are evil, any more than I would want a school system in some other county teaching all black people are bad, all black people are ignorant, all black people are evil. If they were doing that, it would be outrageous. It is equally outrageous when you're teaching the white privilege, all white people are racist, all white people are bad agenda, and the state has to step in and say we're not going to tolerate it. Let's go to Mark next. Mark, you're on the Tennessee Star Report.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Good morning, thank
Mark.
You.
So I got a couple things. You know, I just it's sad to see that after 50 years and what Dr. Martin Luther King had fought so hard for, gave his life for, that we're at this stage where we're actually, you know, creating a racist society or wanting to create a racist society. It's unfortunate. You know, I've never looked at a person for anything other than their character. And, you know, that's the way it should be, obviously. But this truly is, you know, a racist agenda. And I'm astonished that we're at this point in our society. And I kind of wonder, you know, how far does the left want to take this? Do they want to have white drinking fountains next? And, you know, just, you know, we're so evil that we can't possibly be drinking the same water as anyone else.
Yeah, the same people that want men to be able to go into girls' bathrooms and girl locker room, I'm sure will be setting up separate white-only bathrooms, not so that there's the privilege of going to a better bathroom, but to keep us evil white people away from everybody else.
And I want to just remind that this all started about 10 years ago when Barack Obama stood in front of the American people when he got elected and said, we will fundamentally change the United States of America with those 10 words.
They're doing a heck of a job. And you'll notice also, Mark, that the assaults on police officers, the murder of police officers, the disrespect of police officers also started when Barack Hussein Obama basically declared war on police because they acted stupidly when they dared to arrest one of his friends. Thanks for your call, Mark. We'll be back to more of your calls, 615-737-9522, 615-737-9522. Williamson County School running amok thanks to the school superintendent who wants to teach teachers to propagandize kids that all white people are evil. It's a dadgum white privilege that's destroying America. Right. We'll be right back with more. This is the Tennessee Star Report.